They say that I have not told any spiritual path. But what I speak of is a far more difficult and far more direct path than all those paths which attribute responsibility to humans and tell them the vices must be conquered and the mind purified. In fact, all the paths mentioned in all the books and scriptures are the same path, but told with unnecessary twists and complications. Free yourself from prohibitions, then all these perplexities will not exist. Experience whatever happens to you and think, the divine is making it happen. The more restrictions we impose on ourselves, the more they pursue us. The mind runs after whatever is prohibited. Restlessness gives way to calm when the thought arises. The divine is causing everything to be done. Worry is the result of thinking that you are the doer. Whatever is done by that only. Whatever we might call it, God, force, or nature, we only do as it impels us. If you think you are the doer, then do it. I don't dissuade you from it. Yet, in my view, there is nothing like your effort. The effort is what is apparent. The impulse, the inspiration or the cause is incomprehensible. Our legs walk, but the force that makes them walk is incomprehensible. Therefore, we think that our legs are moving. Even though there is nothing like our effort, it appears as though it were there. It is not so to you only. It is the case with all. For us to do anything at all, the urge must spring from the Shakti within us. we behave as that Shakti impels us. Neither sin nor virtue are in your hands. That which drives this whole creation is Shakti. It makes you write a story. It may make another attempt something else. That alone is the power that enables any agent to do anything. I don't think there is more than one such initiative. There is great joy in life if there is patience and the willingness to adjust. It is natural patience that is required, not cultivated patience. When there is natural patience, suffering is not felt to be suffering. Pain is no pain if it is experienced with joy. You cannot escape the pleasant and the painful experiences allotted you in this drama. You may imagine 100 possibilities, but finally, you experience only what is to be for you. No one can take from you or give you other than what is to be for you. Shakti is the sole cause for a fall, an escape, or an injury. Nothing is in our hands. There is an invisible Shakti which drives you. Its decision cannot be infringed. So whatever comes to you, joy or sorrow, victory or defeat, receive it graciously without letting it stick to you. Experience it without letting it perturb you. I feel that whatever may be the origin of all these atrocities and misguided ways in the present day world, they must have come to provide us with the opportunity to look within and reverently keep in mind that supreme Shakti. Thank you. I think that all this distress issues forth in order to enhance faith and to promote our turning in awe and reverence Godward. What happens in this creation is not determined by people's wishes. I say both good fortune and misfortune are only our imaginings based on dualistic perceptions of what is. The way to salvation is to happily experience hardships without regarding them as hardships. Thinking that that who gives everything gives us hardships. And experiencing everything with contentment is the way to salvation. When experienced joyfully, suffering ceases to be suffering. The appearance of duality, of a me and a you, of an inner and an outer, of pain and pleasure, is ignorance. All appearing as one is supreme knowledge. Delusion is seeing the duality of creation without feeling its oneness. That is where problems arise. My life is infinite, my history limited. Nothing makes me happy or sad. I feel that I am all. I does not mean Anusuya, but the I in all. There are not many mothers. There is only the one mother who has become the many mothers. I am the I that has become all eyes. I am that for which there is no you. I am the beginning, and I am the end. Reality itself is my state. I am not anything now than I was not before, from birth onwards. I have been ever the same.